We're reading from Hari Bhakti Vilas, some small entries about Ekadasi, because these particular points of philosophy may make us adjust our approach to Ekadasis from today and in the future. How we can maximize our benefits and improvement. This is text 83 from the 12th Vilas. Vilas means the name of the chapter. Atava vipramukyevyo danam dadyat susaktita upavasantu kurvana punyam shatagunam labet. One can give charity to an elevated Brahman according to his capacity. One obtains 100 times more benefit by fasting on behalf of someone than fasting for personal advancement. This is from the Vayu Puran, quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. So he's trying to make an important point here. Yamudishya vitam sopi sampurnam phalam ashnate nari sapatim udishya ekadashyam uposhita punyam shatagunam prahur munaya paradarshina vavas phalam tasya pati prapnoti samshayam. One on whose behalf fasting is observed obtains a complete benefit. By fasting on behalf of her husband, a wife can obtain 100 times more benefit than fasting for herself. And her husband also attains the benefit of following Ekadasi. Is that clear? So if a wife performs Ekadasi with a sankalpa, a mental resolve, Om Bhagavan, I'm observing this Harivasara, this Upavas fasting on Ekadasi. So please, whatever sukriti or benefit you're going to give me, please give that to my husband. So by that mental vow or resolution, then the Lord will accept that offering and give the husband the full benefit of one Ekadasi breath, sukriti and punya phal, sampurna phal. And that wife, on the other hand, will get the benefit of observing 100 Ekadasis. So it's 101. It's a 101 program. 100 for you and 1 for him. But if you just keep it to yourself, anyway, do this Ekadasi, then you get the benefit of one full Ekadasi. As soon as you be a little broad-minded, a little open-minded, a little open-hearted, instead of being selfish, mayavadi, rascal, bogus scientist, rascal politician, religionist, then instead of being all those terrible and dastardly things, if you be a little bit broad-minded and open-hearted and say, well, this student of mine is a real doofus. He's a real doofus. But somehow or other, some wave of compassion from Krunamayi Radharani is coming to me. Krunamayi Radharani ki jai. So despite my own better wishes and despite myself, I'm going to take a sankalpa, my dear Lord Krishna, please offer the sukriti fall of this Ekadasi to XYZ, so-and-so das. Then when you start to distribute to others, and start to give to others, all kinds of rain falls on your own head from some unknown quarter. Some invisible man starts showering mercy upon, or invisible lady, let's say. Somebody from the invisible plane starts showering tremendous benefit on the head of the donor. The donor benefits. And that induces and encourages them to keep on donating. So keep rushing to your mailbox on Dwadasi, because you may find a bonus check coming in the mail to you very soon. By fasting on behalf of her husband, a wife can obtain 100 times more benefit and fasting for herself, and her husband also attains the benefit of following Ekadasi. This is the verdict of the great sages who are well-versed in the scriptures. Now, from Katyayana Smriti, Pitri Matri Pati Bratri Gurvarte Tu Visheshata Upavasam Prakurvana Punya. Adyam Shatagunam Lalit Dakshinatra Nadartavya Shushusha Hitachaya. By fasting on behalf of one's father, mother, husband, brother, or spiritual master, one obtains 100 times more benefit than fasting for himself. So in lieu of my recent request, that was my lila. This is the praman behind it, supporting my request. However, it should be carefully understood that one should not award payment in exchange for this service. In other words, I'll give you rasgula if you fast on my behalf. How about two? A three? Five? What can I pay you to fast on my behalf? Did I not ask? Okay, alright, you want me to fast? Okay, $20. Because sometimes they do that. You hire a Brahmin to fast for you. It's done. And you get the benefit. If you're invalid or sick, oh, I can't do Chaturmasi, can I pay you? And you do Chaturmasi on my behalf. They do like that. And of course, in the old days, now no one thinks of doing anything good for themselves or anybody else. Beg, borrow, or steal, just get whatever you want. Here's a verse to show that. Markandeya Puran. Well, let's see this verse. Let's read in English. Oh, Brahmanas, those who observe fasting on Ekadashi on behalf of their grandfathers obtain the complete benefit. The one who fasts receives 10 times the benefit, while the person for whom the fasting was performed receives the complete benefit. So this is in Katyayana Smriti, it says 10 times, but in Vayu Puran and other Purans, and Varaha Puran, it says 100 times the benefit. Markandeya Puran. If a child, old man, or one who is ill is unable to observe a complete fast, and if he cannot find anyone to fast on his behalf, he's in bad shape. He should eat some fruit and drink some milk after sunset. In other words, if you can't fast yourself, in other words, human beings are recommended to do nirjal. If you're a human being, you should not eat anything. Drink anything all day. But if you can't do that, then you get some Brahmin to do it for you. In other words, you can't do it, but you should do it. So you get some Brahmin to do it for you. And if you can't find a Brahmin to do it for you, then alright, here's a reprieve. You can eat something after sunset, fruits and milk. Any questions? Trayana Vrata, Chaturmasya Vrata, Ekadasi Vrata, fasting on Sankranti, fasting on Amavasya, fasting on Purnima, fasting on Monday, any type of fasting for pleasing particular devata, or just fasting in general. But these days, these are scripturally recommended fasting days. Sankranti, when the sun changes signs, Amavasya, Purnima, Ekadasi, and Dwadasi. Sometimes Ashtami also. Any type of fast, or any type of punya. I'm chanting 108 times Radha Kripa Kataksha in the Radha Kund. So any Sukriti I'm going to get from this, please give some to my husband. That his mind becomes turned towards Krishna. And it gets transferred. Let's say you have money and you want to transfer from your account to anybody's account. If you have their account number, you can transfer anywhere in the world. So that's mundane credits, money. So spiritual credits are called punya. There are 8 Mahadwadasis in the year, and they occur depending on the arrangement of particular stars. Certain Ekadasis may overlap and be observed on a Dwadasi. So this particular Ekadasi is being actually observed. Right now it's Dwadasi. It's Mahadwadasi running. Unmilani Mahadwadasi Brat Paki. So the glories are told here, are narrated here in Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the 11th Vilas. And this is taken from this narration comes from Padma Puran, begins on verse 318. It's a discussion, 318 of 11 Philas. Discussion between King Ambarish. Everyone remembers Ambarish? Ninth canto of Bhagavan, of Bhagavatam. Ambarish Maharaj and Devasa Muni. Devasa considered that he was offended by Ambarish because he was not received properly, because Ambarish was fasting. But actually, it was the other way around. Krishna was offended by the misdealings of Devasa and threw his chakra at him. And Devasa ran all over the universe and finally begged forgiveness. So Ambarish Maharaj, he's famous for observing all the nine limbs of devotion. Pali Maharaj attained perfection by Atma Nivedana, swimming his body, mind, words, universe, everything, head, and everything's head finally, at the feet of Amanadeva. So Ambarish, he engaged his head in bowing to the Lord, and his hands in cleaning the temple of the Lord, and his legs in carrying him to the temple, and his mind and thinking of the Lord. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Kunarna Varnane. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyo. His mind was always fixed on the lotus feet of Vishnu, Krishna. This is Ambarish's glories, Ninth Canto Bhagavatam. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Kunarna Varnane. His vamsha, his vacha, his words were always used to narrate the glories of Vaikuntha Nath, Vaikuntha Guna Varnane. Varnane means syllables or sounds, and also means the characteristics and the qualities of Lord Narayan. So he engaged everything, body, mind, and senses, Kayo Manavakya, in the glorification of the Ishtadeva. Full service bhakti, full service center. He was serving with everything he had. So this is the example of Ambarish Maharaj. So this is a dialogue between that king, Ambarish, and Gautam Rishi. Gautam replied to Ambarish, O maintainer of the earth, hear now with attention. As I describe to you the great Vaishnava vow, Onmilani Mahadwadashi, which I had never previously discussed with anyone, not even you. O exalted King Ambarish, you have certainly made great advancement in devotional service. So now you are the foremost of devotees. Vaishnavanam Yanma Mahaguyam Yan Mahaguyam Tadvratam Tvam Nishamaya. Now please hear about me the most confidential Vaishnava vows. Lord Vishnu explain this vow, Unmilani Madhavasi, to me a long time ago because he was pleased with my devotion. Sampurne Ekadashi Pratar Viti Yitne Pravardate Unmilan Iti Savrukta Papa Pankoga Nashani. This Unmilani Mahadwadashi nullifies sinful reactions. It has never been heard of or seen by me that all the holy places and sacred rivers within the three worlds as all kinds of sacrifices and every type of penance are only equal to, or not even equal to, 1/10,000,000 part of Unmilani Mahadwadashi. Prayag, Kurukshetra, Kashi, Pushkar, Reva, Saraswati Kalindi Matura Pindaraka Prabhas Hatakesha Keshwara Himachal Mountain Meru Gandamaran Malaya Vindhya Naishada Godavari Kavari Chandrabhaga Devika Tapi Payoshni Shipra Chandana Charmanvati Saryu Gandaki Gomati Vipasha, Shona Mahanad are not equal to Unmilani Mahadwadashi. O King Ambarish, what is the use of telling you all these things again and again? Just as there is no one superior to Lord Keshav, there is nothing superior to Unmilani Mahadwadashi. He,
Jai.
Those who worship Lord Keshav on Unmilani Mahadwadashi burn all sinful reactions to actions. Oh, protector of the earth, Ambarish Maharaj, you should chant the name of the month in which Unmilani Mahadwadasi occurs while worshipping Lord Govinda. Tushtyartam Bhavanavasya Kayam Jagaran Antata Nishante Vrata Krityantu Gurave Panidevayat. It is the duty of a devotee to remain awake on the night of a vow to please Lord Padmanabha. When the vow is completed, one should surrender everything at the lotus feet of his spiritual master. Garo nivedite bhupa paripurna bhavitvatam kritva dina kritam karma bhojanam brahmane saha kartavyam nripasa shardula dinam neyam katanake. Only after one offers a vow to his spiritual master does the vow of Ekadasi become complete. After finishing all the prescribed duties, one should have his meal in the company of Brahmins. O King, one should spend his day hearing about the qualities and pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Anena vidina yastu kuryat unmilani vratam kalpo kuti sahasrani vasate vishnu sannido. One who follows this procedure while observing the vow of unmilani Mahadvadasi will reside with Lord Vishnu in his supreme abode for thousands of millions of kalpas. Unmilani vartam kuryad devam ya sadani varit jagayu putra vanditvan akarta niryam vrajit. One who observes the vow of unmilani Mahadvadasi in the above mentioned way will become rich, enjoy a long duration of life, receive good children, become very learned, and will not have to traverse the path to hell. In the early morning on Dwadasi, one should bathe in a river, pond, or lake, or at home, before engaging his daily morning rituals. One should offer argya, which is an auspicious, sometimes they would say drink, or an auspicious liquid substance that you offer into the hands of the revered person. Guru, God, or King, or some Brahmin, called Argya. Etatpadyam kalim giridrayana idam argyam, argyam, argya. Neha vikramo nashosti pratyavayo navidite svapamakti siddharmasya trayate mahato mayat. Right? Krishna says in Gita, chapter 2, verse 40. In this endeavor of serving Krishna, one never loses, one always gains. Even if he does a little service, apadharmasya, and he gets the greatest fortune of attaining human birth in the next life. That's the minimum good fortune you get, to get a human birth. Because the greatest fear is to become a cockroach, become a kuta. Ow, 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 ow. All night long you can't do jagran, jagran, jagran kirtan. You can't do akanda kirtan. He's busy, ow, 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 ow. So in human form of life you can get some fortune, some opportunity.